This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday and happy to have Kyle May join us from FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. Let me ask you, I saw all kinds of pictures on Instagram. It seemed like the whole town was over in Carmel, Indiana. What was going on?
We had our training programs, did their graduation run. They did a real in-person run. We've been doing a bunch of them over last year and finished with virtual runs. But they had a half marathon and a marathon over in Carmel, Indiana this weekend that they all went to. And everybody did great. Weather worked out. The training worked. Yeah, everybody had a good time, as good as you can have for running a half marathon and a marathon.
Well, I saw the pictures and I thought it looked fantastic. Kudos and congratulations to all who participated. All right. If you could tell me a little bit about what you guys were expanding the store again. And do you have this dynamic scan thing in making these personalized insoles? I mean, is that up and running?
Yep. We got it 4 weeks ago. It adds to the 3D scan that you get that shows your shoe size and arch height and stuff like that. Now we have this plate, and you walk across it, and it tells where some pressure points are on the bottom of your foot, and it can help us with picking over-the-counter insoles, and then you can actually order personalized 3D printed insoles made specifically for you to match your foot. So it's really, really cool technology. And I don't know, we've sold probably a dozen or so already, and people are really digging them. They're pretty cool. So because of that, I had it in the middle of the fit area, and it was getting a little tight. I decided to expand, so we moved some poles back and built the little wall that we put this thing in front of. So we got about another 700 square foot of showroom space to spread out a little bit. So it turned out really, really nice.
All right. Clearly, we talked about this multiple times yesterday with the Macon County Conservation District and the passing of Richie Wolf, the Rock Springs Ramble 5K. Now, this is a virtual event, right? People can sign up by the 9th to run for the weekend, and people can support the cause. Might be a nice thing to do in Richie's honor.
Yeah. It was supposed to be an in-person race, and he actually emailed me a few weeks ago and said that they were going to go to virtual. So, yeah, he passed away, and it's pretty sad, and I feel for all his family and all the people that work at the Conservation District and everybody. So it'd be cool if some people stepped up and maybe did their event. There's some goodies that come along with it. It's a Conservation Foundation fundraiser, and they use it to do like the prescribed burns and some things that they're doing right now and plant trees. And it's a pretty good organization. So that's going on this weekend. And then the Learn to Run program just started last night with the Decatur Running Club. They are meeting Monday through Thursday, 5:30 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Choose 3 or 4 days a week to run with them. And then they have some rest days too. And it's a great program to get people just started to do like a 5K. So not super long distances, a little bit of walking, a little bit of running. And I think they said 140 people showed up last night. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's free. Yep. So they got a Facebook page, Learn to Run Decatur, or Learn to Run Decatur at Gmail. Email them and let them know you want to be involved. It's not too late. And with the forecast looking pretty solid, a little windy, but it's nice to start running this time of year.
No doubt about it. Tell me what's coming up on April 24th. This is a yoga walk. I think that's a new one for me.
Yeah, I was cruising Facebook for some of the events going on, and I saw, April 24th. There's kind of two things interesting. Fort Daniel Conservation Area, which is really cool out by Mount Zion. They're doing a walk and then doing yoga afterwards. So I saw the Facebook event on that. So if you want to look for that. So April 24th at 10 a.m. at Fort Daniels, a yoga walk. So that's kind of cool. And then we have some stuff that we're working on. We're going to do probably the big run in early June, outside event and limit it to a certain amount of people and stuff like that. And then we are kicking off our summer coffee run series starting on June 4th. So people can start getting ready now if they want. But they meet at Coffee Connection at 6:15 on Friday mornings and do like a 3 mile walk or a mile run or a 3 mile run or a mile walk or something like that. So we do have a couple things that we're working on.
All right. So FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. And how's Cole doing on the bike side?
Well, bike availability, I think they were all stuck in that ship in the canal. for the last year. Bike availability is still an issue, but he has, looking at every couple weeks, he has stuff trickling in. So, yeah, if you're wanting a bike for the season, go talk to him now and get on a list or see if he happens to have something that rolled in. And he's got a – he redid his website whenever he took over this shop from me last fall. So spincity.co, and it has, like, all the availability on there and a bunch of other opened up the catalog quite a bit. So all the accessories and everything are on there really good. So check that out too.
All right, Kyle, have a great day. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.